Welcome everyone. We're joined today by Hannah Chapman from Bor Creative. Great to have you. And we're going to be sharing all about the power of your why in this first episode and why people lose track of their current reality in business.
Okay, so Zoe, so many business owners lose track of their why. Why do you think that happens?
For me, in my experience, it is largely down to them getting caught up with what others are doing online, whether that be through their social media accounts, whether that be chatter in networking events in regards to sales, or whether that be they believe they're clued up and they don't feel as so within their business. They get wrapped up in everything and anything that others are doing, where they need to be actually thinking about themselves and their business and their why on a deeper level to why it all began and why they started.
So you say that our why gives our business a soul, but what do you mean by that? Can you expand on that a little bit?
So in terms of your why giving your business a soul, it's that so what factor. It's what resonates with your audience for make them to actually listen, and not just listen in general, like actively listen to what you are saying. It also makes you memorable because, you know, not a lot of people within business talk about their why so openly, but if they do, I can guarantee that they'll be remembered more. So if you think about your why is your soul, it's just about telling people that so what factor. Why do you do what you do? Give it meaning, make it resonate, and make sure it's memorable.
Okay, so you often say that people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. So why is that so powerful?
So I always give the analogy of the Christmas advert. I mean, I'm sure we can all think of the Christmas advert that comes to mind, whether that be Marks and Spencer's, John Lewis, any of the major brands. The reason that so it's successful is because of this analogy and the psychology behind it. Because them adverts, them businesses understand what builds emotional connection and trust and brings it into the real and now and brings people through their doors, because they understand why people want to buy from them and why they do what they do. So if you think of the Christmas shop, where do you shop? And the majority will say either their favourite store or potentially they've shopped due to that connection through the Christmas advertisement, such as Marks and Spencer's, because they're buying on that and they're buying on their want rather than their need. And that's what's so powerful about it. It speaks to them and encourages more people to come in and buy or have a conversation, which really is the real currency in business.
So what happens when we stop revisiting our why?
In my experience, what happens is we get too busy doing the do. And we get too caught up in the grind and chasing the numbers and the tactics. So I normally call this, we're too busy working in the business rather than on the business. And when we do that, the purpose tends to fade. We get frustrated. We lose track. We seem to be heading into a complete different direction because we've not given ourselves the opportunity to stop, reflect and ask the question, is this what we want? Does this align with our values and our why? And that's the reason why it tends to happen. So I always say to everybody that I meet or work with that if we ever feel lost in business, it's important to come back to our why, stop and reflect and go again, because we don't want to end up ultimately at the wrong destination. And our business is our why, and it's the reason we started. So we need to make sure that runs throughout everything that we do.
Okay, so how can someone check if their actions still align with their why? Is there anything that business owners can do to keep sense checking and coming back to this and making sure there's that alignment?
Definitely. We encourage reflection. There is a book called Eat That Frog, and the analogy of that book is to work on the business rather than within every 90 minutes per day that you run the business, whether that be 7 days a week, 5 days a week, 4 days a week, it's completely up to you. But ultimately what that does is it encourages space for activity, but ultimately reflection as well, as you need to ensure that you're doing this on a daily basis. And if you do feel that you're lost, then just stop and pause and ask yourself why you started, what impact are you wishing to create, and then ask yourself the question, are the daily actions that you're doing still aligning with this? And I can guarantee you it's because you're not. So, you know, that reflection and stop and pause is really important, as well as the activity per day to get you to where you want to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And for someone that's feeling disconnected from their purpose, like lots of entrepreneurs do, we all go through that experience. Where do they even begin? What would your advice be?
So we resonate with that quite well, because we've had it where we've had the full bells and whistle business with the event management, having to pause and reflect due to a circumstance out of our control due to the pandemic. But now we look back on reflection, and what that actually allowed us to do was pause, reflect and realign. So whether you need, you know, a business buddy, you need a coach, or you need someone to help you do that, we strongly suggest that that's where you need to reach out. Whether it's reaching out to somebody you trust, whether it's reaching out through your network or reaching out to your existing coach and support network, it's really important that if you are feeling disconnected, you need to pause and reflect, because sometimes rest is as good as anything, and you need to make sure that your decisions are driven with purpose and it's not just noise or decoration with what you're doing. So I do encourage you to pause and reflect and realign. And if you're not able to do that, then please lean on someone who allows you to, because that's super important in business.
Lovely. Okay. So can you share how to make your why visible in your business? So if an entrepreneur is clear on what their why is, how do they make sure that that is integral to their business on a daily basis?
So I'll give you an example in reflection to our business. Our why is to create an impact and create a ripple effect with every single person that we work with, whether that be customer, whether that be, you know, a stakeholder, strategic partner, you know, supplier, you name it. Our why is simple. We wish to create an impact. And how we make that visible within our business and encourage others to do so is we weave it into every part of what we do, whether that be the story that we share, whether that be the about pages on our website, whether that be through the tone of voice within our marketing when we do our pitch, whether that be, you know, in the material of that we produce for award ceremonies or networking and exhibitions, it runs throughout everything that we do. We show that impact in multiple ways through testimonials, case studies, stats, reviews, you name it. When you turn up onto Ask Zoe, no matter what platform you're on, you can see why we are visible and why we do what we do. So we encourage everyone to do the same, because it's you showing up in business and telling people why they should come and have a conversation with you.